Okay, so now it's I-75 south. It was I-75 north. Now it's I-75
so
south.
So we're not really sure where we are, but I-75.
We're definitely going north. We're definitely on I-75.
No, we're not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going from Jacksonville to Atlanta.
North. We are going north.
Yes, yeah, so okay. We're actually on I-75 north is what this name of this podcast should be.
Yeah.
We are traveling from Jacksonville back to Atlanta. I am your humble host, co-host,
Andrew.
John Dickerson, a.k.a. Dr. Mad. I'm going to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm Grant, and I'm just honestly happy to be here. I was formerly known as the Tasmanian Devil in the previous episode.
That doesn't exist, and you can't find anywhere.
Yeah, you really can't find anywhere. It's kind of like the Wu-Tang Clan album.
That rich guy. Hey, that guy's got a Purdue license plate.
Yay.
So our original goal for this podcast was to talk about childhood video games, or just video games in general, probably.
Video games. God, I love no fun of face.
Yeah, you can just say it normally, though, if you think about it like that.
Yeah. Now going, talking about video games again.
I'm automatically going to assume your favorite video game of all time is...
Video game. What? Racing?
No, we're not talking about racing games. You can just talk normal, like I said, if you want to talk like
okay.
A normal.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Favorite video game of all time is...
All time. We have to at least say...
Dude, I know. Just say your answer. It's got to be...
Oblivion?
Yeah. It's got to be Oblivion.
Yeah. You're probably right. But then,
it's got to be Oblivion.
Then you convinced me that Skyrim is a significantly better game.
It is, but you have the better memories
of Oblivion. You're
like,
right.
I have the same thing. Yeah. GTA 4 is probably my favorite video game of all time.
Yeah, that's weird, because GTA 5 is a lot better.
And it's a lot better. Mm-hmm. But the story... And the memories I have associated with Grand Theft Auto 4...
That is weird.
...are some of the best memories of my life.
In video games.
Let me go ahead and clarify that.
Yeah.
I have other memories.
So you really think the story in GTA 4 was better than 5?
Yeah. It was dark.
Huh.
It was very dark.
That is interesting. Favorite multiplayer video game of all time?
Oh, Modern Warfare 2. Or Battlefield 3.
What about...
They're at a tie. They're two different games.
I know that you were practically an only child.
Yes.
And you were dangerously close to causing your parents getting a divorce.
Okay, well, that's never been proven.
We can dive into that later.
They aren't... Hold on, let me go ahead and clarify. They aren't divorced. They never were going to get a divorce.
It's
going
to be pretty damn close. They were very close. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can say that. It's not true.
Did you ever have, like, local multiplayer games you liked? You know, like,
they're
local, like, four people.
You're talking about, like, that was mostly on Nintendo 64.
Like, yeah, you had a GameCube, I guess.
I never had a GameCube. No, I was never into that. I never had a Nintendo 64. The only times I would ever play those four-player multiplayer games is when I went over to someone else's house.
Oh, okay.
A lot of 007 Nightfire.
Dude, that is weird. Because when I think of video games, that's what I think of.
Really?
Maybe that's why I'm so much more popular, cooler. Because I actually know how to socialize in a video game setting.
In a video game setting, you think that makes you cooler?
Exactly.
Where?
Well,
exactly.
When I think of childhood games, I think of Mario Party. I think of Mario Kart. I think of Super Smash Brothers.
See, I never had that at my house. I would still go over to friends' houses, and I would play Mario Party. Mario Party was so much fun. You never know what was going to happen.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So many different types of game modes in that.
So, what did you...
I had a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
I was very into sports as a child. I played sports games all the time. One time, my friend brought over an NCAA 06 football. Mm-hmm. When it first, like the first or second day it came out for my birthday party, he brought it over so we could play it. I didn't socialize with any of my friends at my birthday party. I just played that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I bought it like 2 or 3 weeks later.
That's eerily similar to what I did, but for a friend of mine, I wanted to play this video game, and I've wanted to play it for a long time, and I saw it was on sale, and his birthday was coming up, so I was like, oh, I'll buy it. I want to play it. I don't even know if he wants it. I'll give it to him and then play it at his birthday. And so I ended up doing that. Game sucked, so I'm glad I didn't waste money on it.
That sounds exactly like what the guy did to me.
Hey.
It almost sounded like you were making a joke about...
No, I swear to God. Yeah.
That's weird.
It's Michael.
Zach Akani,
yeah.
Your best friend still.
Yeah, my best buddy. He was the person I did that with. Time Splitters 1 was the game, and holy shit, that game sucked.
Did it really?
Yeah. That was when, like, the third Time Splitters was out. So I was like, oh, yeah, dude, I just thought this was cool. I thought you'd want it. So I just wanted to play it.
I'd never even heard of that game. What was it about?
Did you ever play Time Splitters?
No.
At my house?
No.
Really?
I'm even... I might have.
I guess that was kind of after. We weren't playing the
game. Was it a shooting game? Like,
yeah, it was like Nightfire, except just Time Splitters different.
Okay, yeah, I've never heard of that. I honestly don't have a lot of knowledge of Nintendo 64 games.
Dude, that is just...
Banjo-Kazooie? I've definitely heard of it. I've never played it myself.
Yeah, that's one of those classic video games where, as a little kid, you maybe play three levels, and you can't get past the third level.
Oh, yeah.
But that's your memory of the game. It's like, you didn't really explore at all or do anything because you sucked.
Well, there was... I actually... One of the first video games I ever had on PlayStation 2 was Frogger. But it was like the exploring Frogger. It wasn't like the original Frogger where you just cross the street. This was like a 3D world where you could go and explore.
That is weird.
And I got lost in the third level too. I remember sitting there for probably 2 or 3 hours on like this weird kind of wooden ship in the middle of a waterfall trying to find what to do next. And I could never figure it out.
And it's fun though.
Like, it was fun. That was your experience. Yeah. Now you just look up, okay, where do I go? Because you get frustrated because you can't just finish it.
Yeah. Oh, and you know who... I would say some of the smartest people in the world are the ones that I watched play Zelda. I thought that game was so confusing, but it was cool to watch. And I
never saw that.
My cousin played it.
And you were like, wow, this guy knows what he's doing. Yeah, he's got his life figured out.
This guy's definitely going to be smart when he's older. If you can figure out Zelda and play Zelda. And
did he become an engineer?
He did, yeah.
That's the guy.
He's probably making like $80,000 a year right now out of college. Well, I tried playing once in my adult life, and I couldn't figure it out.
Seriously?
It just wasn't my thing. I didn't like it.
But you could do Oblivion. You could be doing spells, jumping through a forest.
I never got out of the tutorial in Oblivion, no. That was just one of my favorite games. I never beat...
You never left the dungeon. You never selected your class.
No, I never got out of the sewer. I couldn't figure it out. Yeah.
But it was still one of your favorite games.
It was one of my favorite games of all time. Couldn't get out of the sewer, but holy shit. I mean, just knowing what is... I was afraid... Maybe this is getting a little deeper on me, but I was afraid to leave this sewer. I was like, I don't know what's out there. So maybe this is kind of who I am as a person.
And you started getting into that in 7th grade, right? Mm-hmm. Oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
While you were also regressing in your social life.
But dude, I memorized that sewer. I started drawing it in class... Like, all the corners, all the specifics.
The dead skeleton in the beginning.
Everything.
That you get the weapons off of. Did you ever pick up the weapons, or did you want to be a pacifist?
Yeah, I didn't.
Did you ever pick up the key to unlock that door? To get out of that part of the sewer?
We'll just say this. I thought it was too much pressure, what that king was putting on me. He was saying, like, hey, like, this is your destiny and shit. It's like, that's too much pressure. I just stayed in that cell. I was doing my time, obviously.
You not only did you not leave the sewer, you stayed in the very beginning cell, the jail cell.
Dude, obviously my character was there for a reason. I did the time, or I did the crime, I've got to do the time. My character's still in there to that day.
Why do you play that game?
It's a fun, like, knowing the capabilities and the possibilities in that game, that's what made it so much fun for me.
But you never explored it. There is literally, okay, you know what, let's move on.
Yeah. The reason was, I was the younger sibling, so I was never able to play. So I got a few seconds, and I was just stuck in the thing. And he's like, hey, it's my turn. I got like 3 seconds. So I never got past, I never got very far.
Okay,
yeah.
But it's still your favorite game of all time.
All time, yeah.
Because
I watched it, I loved it. Oh, did you ever play Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic?
That was only on Xbox, right? Was it like was the cover just a lightsaber that went up like this?
No. That was like Jedi or something.
I played that game, I looked for it on PlayStation 2 for like 3 hours in a Circuit City one time. Or, you know, like for however long it is. When you're 3 hours when you're 8 is like probably 15 minutes.
15, yeah.
And it was like, no, that's only on Xbox, and I only had a PS2, and I did not understand that, like, it was just a con. So I ended up buying Star Wars Bounty Hunter 2 or something like that.
Bounty Hunter was fun. There was another one that was pretty fun.
That was one of those games where I got stuck on one part.
Yeah,
I got, like,
you told me that.
40%, and then I could never get past this one spot.
Did you ever play another Star Wars game where you're, like, a clone trooper and you're the commanding officer?
Battlefront?
No. That game was fun.
Because you could do that in Battlefront. You could be, like, the leader. You could be any kind of... You didn't have to be a Jedi or anything.
But, yeah, Knights of the Old Republic, that was a really fun game. That was another one where that same cousin, I was like, all right, man. First, you impressed me with Zelda. Now you're playing Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Like, you are going to be very smart. And he was.
And he was. Wow.
Yeah.
Video games can tell a lot about a person.
It really can. It really, really, truly can.
First shooting game. First campaign shooting game you ever played?
First, Nightfire.
Nightfire. Sure,
James Bond Nightfire.
So you played the campaign of that?
Yeah.
How did you like that?
I still remember some of the quotes. That's good.
Yeah.
I still remember some of the quotes in that game. And so I really liked that game. That was fun. That was, and plus, I mean, you got to see some nice animated tots in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Was Nightfire... See, now I'm having... There was Under Fire, right?
No. There was...
Okay.
There wasn't Under Fire.
Night Eye?
Golden Eye. Oh, are you talking about the one on Nintendo 64 that everybody loved?
That's Golden Eye, right?
That's Golden Eye.
Okay, I had Night Fire.
Yeah.
Night Fire was
the blue cover.
Okay. Yeah. I bought that when it was on Greatest Hits.
Yeah, that game was sick.
There was, like, an Under Fire or something like that that was, like, older... on the PS2 that my friend had that I thought I bought. The names were really similar. Mm-hmm. I thought I bought that one. I ended up buying the newer version.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up playing that game all the time.
Oh, did you ever? And then you went over to that friend's house.
And I was like,
and you're like, hey, I think this one was yours. And you got mine.
Yeah,
you
and I
game.
Stole it.
And then
I switched
it out.
Doesn't
know?
Yeah, of course. Actually, that friend, never mind, we'll talk about that later. We played that same game. Did you ever play against bots?
Yeah. I know you had to.
I didn't have... Here's the thing. I had four PS4 controllers, and I had one of those boxes that expanded it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't have a PlayStation.
Oh, okay. There was a little thing where you could plug it in, and there's only two slots in the PS2.
Oh, okay.
And there was, like, a thing where it was an adapter. You could plug it in and plug three more into that. So you could do four.
Four.
Number one, it never worked. Number two, I never had that many friends. So...
See.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just play with bots. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, we can move on.
Yeah.
We can move on.
Yeah. Halo?
Never had an Xbox. First time I ever played Halo was at a friend's house on the Xbox 360. He had a big projector. He's a really rich kid. He was actually the first person I ever played Xbox 360 with.
That game was so much fun.
It was fun.
What was your first, adventure game like Zelda that you liked?
Oh, gosh. See, I always played games that never mattered. I got really into Driver 3. Mm. That game was like a Grand Theft Auto if Grand Theft Auto sucked. But, see, I would just play that for, like, hours, and I did the same thing all the time. I'm trying to think, like, when I first... Drake's Uncharted Fortune, that was on the PS3.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, actually, no. I played Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets.
Those were fun.
I never got past a certain level, though. I hit a wall.
Yeah, I definitely never got into the Chamber of Secrets.
That game was a lot of fun, because, like, that was the first game where the outcome of the story could be different based on how you played it. So, like, if you did poorly on certain things, you would lose points for Gryffindor, and they wouldn't be the champions in the end.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember you telling me that.
What was your first adventure game like Zelda?
First adventure game?
Let me reach into my bag of knowledge.
I'm not really sure. I know that's a really easy question. I mean, Oblivion is the first one that comes to my mind. There was this weird, like, Star Wars Adventures game. Not Star Wars. Star Fox Adventures. And I remember watching my brother play that. That was, like, the first video, like, adventure game I ever watched somebody play.
Star Fox Adventures? Is that the...
It's like you could be...
Do a barrel roll guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you don't even know Star Fox?
Barely. Dude, I was never into Nintendo.
Dude, that is weird. I feel like this is weird, man.
What?
That is just very odd.
I was never into Nintendo.
Yeah,
I had a Super Nintendo, and I played the original, like, Super Mario Brothers. That was the first video game console I ever had. Super Mario Bros. Brothers 3, where, like, you could go into the different worlds and stuff. They had the underwater levels.
Yeah. But the fact that you don't... So you don't know Nintendo, but you also didn't play Spyro or Crash Bandicoot.
Right. I never played...
So that's just weird.
Actually, I did play... is Crash Bandicoot... Gosh, I should probably look some of this up before I started talking about it.
Crash Bandicoot's the, like, the fox.
Not the fox. He's, like, a ground... is he a fox?
He's like a fox.
Yeah. He is a fox, but he's like his body goes up like this, doesn't it?
He's like a
Bill,
triangle. Yeah, he's a Bill Fox. He's a bipedal fox.
I did play that game. I played like the third one. Again, the same friend who introduced me to all the video games I ever played had that too, and I just borrowed it for a little while.
What else did he introduce you to?
Legos.
Keep going.
Porn.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
So tell me about that.
He actually didn't. I thought that's what you wanted me to say, so I said it.
I was looking for anal. Anal with the keyboard.
Okay, we can't use that anymore. Let's cut that out.
Cut? Okay.
I'm trying to think questions to ask you. I feel like it's been very heavily towards me.
Oh, dude, about to be in two states at once.
We're crossing
about to be at two states at
Georgia,
once.
Georgia, Florida line. Best band in the world.
Oh, I gotta go to the fucking bathroom. There might be a rest stop coming up. Those are really fast in and out.
So, what's your first memory with a video game? Can you remember that? Or is it? Were you too young?
First thing I remember is Super Smash Brothers, the original. That's the first thing that I can really remember.
Me too. That's the first thing I ever played. Yeah. I had it on Super Nintendo. I remember the cartridges.
Whoa, nope, 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 nope. There was no Super Smash Brothers on Super Nintendo.
Oh, sorry.
Nintendo
Super Mario. I was thinking, that's my bad. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I bet you mine was Super Mario 64. That's like, I never got into Super Nintendo. My 64 is where my first video game, memories came from.
I never had an, I had one. We're going to take a quick break. Please listen to a word from our sponsors, which are real and coming up next. All right, guys, welcome back. We're back on the road again. Man, I just can't wait to get back on the road again. Thank you for listening to our sponsor. We really believe in that product. I know I love that product all the time. And that
is a good product.
And that brand, that brand is a great brand catered towards us. And their support really means a lot. So thank you for listening. Yeah. Your support also means a lot, too, I guess.
That was good. That was good.
Right.
Yeah, a great product. Can't say enough about it.
Can't say enough about it, but it's time to move on.
Yeah.
So, back to video games.
Videos.
Buzz a clown. What are some weird games that you like that no one else liked? You ever have any of those?
Yeah.
Anything on the Nintendo 64 come to mind?
I mean, Glover was odd, but I liked
it. We did talk
that.
About that yesterday. I forgot about
Glover
that.
Glover was cool.
I never really liked it. It was something to play.
It was weird, but I always thought it was kind of cool. Stronghold Crusader seemed kind of like a lot of people didn't know about that game, but I absolutely loved that game.
You had Stronghold Crusader. I had Age of Empires. Yeah. I played Age of Empires.
That's how it usually goes, unfortunately. Most people know about Age of Empires, but when it comes to Stronghold, I'm the weird.
Alrighty. I'm trying to think of weird games that I liked because that was a pretty good question.
It was. How did I come up with that?
I don't know. I thought I did, but
okay. I'm pretty sure I came. Well, listen to it earlier. I'm pretty. Yeah,
later.
I came up with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cut.
Cut.
We'll cut that out.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll cut that out.
All right.
We'll get our guy to do it. Our sponsor pays for something, you know.
Well, I'm the guy.
Yeah. I'll get my guy to do it.
Okay. I'm the guy.
Yeah. Dude, that is a good question because now I'm thinking of weird games I like. Besides Stronghold Crusader.
Oh. I don't know a weird game. Sorry, I came up with one.
What is it?
It was a game called Mercenaries 2. You ever play that game? It was basically like when you put the cheats on, you were a god. You were invincible.
Yeah.
And you had unlimited ammo. You could call in an airstrike. You could call in any kind of vehicle you wanted. You were basically...
What console?
PlayStation 2. I'm pretty sure it was on Xbox. No, I don't really know. They made a Mercenaries 3 for PS3 exclusive.
I don't remember that at all.
It was like you were a mercenary, and you had missions to do. I never played the missions because I was 12.
Yeah.
And you had different factions, like North Korea. You were basically like in a demilitarized zone. And like there was China, there was North Korea, South Korea, and the UN. And you had to keep all of those, like, you had to keep your standings in all of those in like the green. So you had to be in good standing with all those countries. Huh. And if you killed their soldiers or accidentally, like, you know, ran them over or whatever, that each individual faction would go down. I ended up just like killing everybody because I was 12 and that was kind of fun to shoot guns.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that game would have been fun, I bet, at this age. It was like an open world type of thing. Any kind of vehicle you wanted to drive, you could drive it.
That's cool. Always wonder, like, what happened to those games. Like, they kind of did a lot of the groundwork for games like GTA.
Yeah.
A lot of the bigger games now.
Gave all the ideas away.
I guess it was, like, trial and error. And those obviously sucked and didn't make it.
Yeah. That was just a niche game. I'm pretty sure that was pretty popular, though.
Yeah, I think that's the same case with Stronghold. Yeah. That same cousin... that played Zelda and...
Oh, God.
KOTAR, Knights of the Old Republic, he introduced me to Stronghold, funny enough. He's like, here's your dumb peasant mind. I bet it would like this. And I did. I ended up loving it.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, funny story with it. You get in these video game trances. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but I was playing this game for like 3 hours straight, and I was home alone. I was like 10 at the time. And this guy comes knocking on the door. It's when we lived in Jacksonville. And I just opened the door for him. I'm home alone, 10-year-old.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What even thinking?
You're stuck in your video game mind. I understand.
Yeah. Because I thought it was somebody needed help.
Yeah.
In that game, sometimes the other lords need help.
Yes.
So I was in that mindset still.
And you were doing your best as a lord.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
No, I'm really trying to think of obscure games. Oh, there was this isn't a game I really like that much, but you know Captain Falcon from Super Smash Bros.?
Yeah.
He had his own game. It's called like F-Zero GX.
That's probably like why he was in the Smash Bros.
Yeah, it was like a racing game.
Racing games.
Yeah, that game was kind of obscure, but I didn't play it too much.
I just want to make it clear, like, everybody listening, I was into sports games as a kid.
Me too.
Well, no, I wasn't...
I never played...
But I was saying, like, these are games that I play, like, if my friends wanted to play, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I would... If I had the choice, I would still be playing sports games to this day. So I just want to make sure, even if Grant says that he would do that, I was the first one to say
no, that. Dude, I had to study for this. I don't know what the hell I was talking about with all the previous games I was talking about.
Well, you can say that.
Hold on, I know, we're gonna, like, NFL...
Go ahead and pause this, because we got a funny motorcycle guy. So, NFL...
Yeah, NFL, football, soccer, baseball. Fucking, I loved baseball. Holy, and football. God, I loved those games.
What's the name of the
NFL football? NFL.
It's Madden. It's Madden franchise.
I know. I know. You didn't let me get to that.
Okay.
Yeah. God, I loved those games.
Actually, I had the 2K. 989 Sports. NFL 2001 football. It was like NFL Game Day. It had Donovan McNabb on the cover, I think.
I really never played.
It was such a bad game. Every time they got tackled, it would be like they ran into the person and the person would get flipped. Like with their hands. It was weird. But
backyard sports.
Backyard, we were talking about that.
That was about as far as I got in the sport, video games.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not as far as I got.
That was about as the most enjoyment I got. The only thing that I kind of peaked with was... NCAA, it was really cool how you could be like a high school student.
Those were the older versions.
Because I used to actually do the high school thing. I was the star quarterback. And then later that night, I would dream and imagine in my head what a star high school quarterback was doing with the girls in his high school. And that's just kind of, that's why I loved that game so much. It gave me the ability to dream that I was something in high school.
Wow, that's very sad.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's very
sad. We all have our things.
Okay.
I know, we all have our things.
We can move on if you want to do that. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on, but
we
just
all
know
have our
we
things.
All have our things. Exactly.
Okay. Well, that was just...
Yeah, we all have our things.
All right, I couldn't think of anything in my life that's that sad. So we don't all have our things like that, but... Agreed. We all have our vices, I guess. Your vice is awful. We'll move on.
Yeah, we'll move on. We'll move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Wow.
No, I still like the weird video games because I know I played some weird stuff. Oh, dude, you know what's really funny about sport games is my brother and I would play this NBA 2K game, and our cousin also played, so we made three players that were like 99s overall and everything, and we were dominating. So Thomas and I were like, I just doxed my brother. Shit. My brother and I were like, let's trade our cousin because our cousin stopped hanging out. And then he went to, like, the Raptors, and the Raptors just dominated. I think we ended up losing, like, in the championships and stuff. But that's what happens, man. We were the big three. We were the original big three.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so you guys created I was not following fully.
Yeah, we created three players.
Okay, that's what. Yeah. And then you were like, fuck our cousin.
Oh, that's right. Me being the funny guy I am, I was like, I want to make mine slow, and he's kind of terrible. I want to make him more realistic to who I am. My guy was bad. My brother was good, and my cousin was good, and we traded my cousin to another team, and my cousin's team ended up beating ours, I think.
I would play NCAA football 2006, and I had 2006 and 2007. After that, my parents stopped buying it for me, and I would always do the Heisman watch. Okay, I would do, the race for the Heisman or something like, whatever it was in 2006. And, like, you would have your own dorm room. You could, like, explore the dorm room.
What was the name of this game?
NCAA football 2006.
2006. I should 06. Get that one. So I could, wow, dude, that's a game changer for me.
No. They had it's kind of funny. Every year you upgraded to another dorm and you had a little picture on your bulletin board thing, or it was on your computer screen, and it would be a little portrait of your girlfriend. The first year, she was not attractive.
Yeah.
And every year, she got more and more attractive.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe hold off on getting that game.
Yeah, that game sounds pretty cool. Because, dude.
Well, no. Your brain's going to go wild.
I know, but I could get over two huge speed bumps. I could be like, oh, no. I could tell people now. Oh, no, I was a star athlete in high school. Like, I was really good at football. And now I can start saying the same thing in college. And then I can dream later.
You're 23, man.
Dude. Yeah, but I can.
But you're 23. Come on. You gotta let go, right? You said we all have our vices. You got excited about a video game from 2006.
Yeah, because I can dream about what I wish college would be like.
All right, man, just buy the game.
Looks like a rotary engine right there.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Okay, we're smart, cop, man. Hell yeah. Oh, pig. Please give me a ticket.
Monitoring his
arm is out.
Anyway, I would play the Heisman, and I realized now, about, I don't know, how many years later, 13 years later, that in order to improve your character in that game, you have to practice. You have to do the practice things, the practice drills. I never did that. I only got better by playing the games. And I would kill other teams. I think because I've set the difficulty low. But I remember the all-time scoring record in NCAA football is 103 points by Wyoming. Because every time I would play that game, I would get like more than 120 points.
Damn.
And it would tell me I beat Wyoming's record. And it would say congratulations. So that's how I know the most points ever scored in a football game was by Wyoming.
So you're telling me that after you scored 120 points, I'm assuming you were the quarterback?
Yes, I was the...
You didn't dream... After you turned off you never dreamed. Like, that was actually me. I really did that. And then had cool adventures in your dreams. And like, oh, yeah, I can... You know?
If I said yes, you know what I have? No. Okay. I never did that. That is not a healthy thing to do, especially at this age. Maybe when I was in sixth grade. I don't remember that because it never came true.
Yeah.
But I don't still hope that happens, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you
we all
need to see somebody.
We all have our things.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all have our things. What?
Chick-fil-A?
Should've days? No, I'm not hungry yet. I wanna keep getting on the road. Cut. We'll cut that.
Okay, we'll get our guy.
Yeah, we'll get our guy to do that. Cat, that guy. I got my guy. It's just me.
Damn. I'm thinking. Video games.
Oh, I bet you that Star Wars video game where you're a clone trooper and you're commanding other clone troopers, and each of them have different abilities, and you can switch in between different ones. That is an obscure game that Star Wars Commando, I think, was the name of it.
And you're sure that's not just Battlefront? Because Battlefront let you do that.
That's not Battlefront.
Battlefront let you go into, like, skirmishes and beat any kind of drone.
I swear to God, it was not Battlefront.
I'll tell you what you say.
I mean, dude, you can paint me as this guy that pretended that he was the person in the character, and he was in high school, and he was later dreaming about doing cool things that he wished he did in high school. Like, you can say that I did that.
You just admitted that you did that. But why would I say that? Star Wars, why would I accuse him?
No, I didn't write on that. No.
What do you mean, man? What kind of defense was that?
Yeah, whatever, dude.
We have it on.
Yeah, whatever.
We have it on tape. Yeah.
Well, there's no actual physical tape, so that...
It doesn't need to be... it's just an expression,
I know, but that
man.
Needs to be thrown
It's
out.
On the file. How about that? There it's on the go. Audio file, the yeah. MP3
it's
file.
It's on the audio file. There we go. That's yeah. all you need to hear.
The record will show.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't actually have records.
Yeah.
Yeah, see how that works?
Oh, we played
yeah.
on a
okay.
played on a vinyl record?
That doesn't make sense either, obviously, but people say it. It's on record. On record.
No. We're stacking them deep.
That's a good billboard. So, I never even talked about my obscure video game, did I? No, Mercenaries 2.
Yeah.
But that wasn't very obscure, I don't think.
Did you ever play Hitman? I feel like that was a PlayStation game.
No, I never played that. I mean, that was an M-rated game in like 2004, and
yeah.
I was in fourth grade, so.
Dude, we gotta bring out the Mac Daddy of them all. RuneScape.
RuneScape!
We say it at the same time. RuneScape!
Oh, we'll say it. Okay, one.
The Mac Daddy
two,
of them all. The Mac Daddy,
Daddy of them all.
Three, two, one, go. RuneScape.
RuneScape. We got it. It's gonna show. We'll match it up in audio.
My guy, we'll get our guy to do it.
RuneScape. Okay. Were you ever a member holder before you had your own debit account?
No.
Your parents never paid.
I was never a member.
You was never a member.
I was like Romeo, and my sweet, sweet RuneScape girlfriend, who was a member, was like Juliet. I was the poor guy that was just trying to get her, trying to win Juliet. And I had to. It was hard, dude.
So to you, RuneScape is a way of finding a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Okay.
Everything in life is like that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, everything in life is.
I can't imagine the kind of psychological torture you went through while playing RuneScape, because that is...
It was rough.
That is your actual... Like, that could... You could be a second person.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Second Life?
No. Never got into that.
Thank
yeah,
God.
That's for losers.
Don't look that up.
That's for losers.
Don't look that up.
I know, that's
though.
For losers.
I understand.
That's for losers.
But I feel like you would very much want to play that.
No. Hell no. No.
You have a... Are you trying to say the... Okay. Never mind.
No.
We'll move on. So, RuneScape.
Yeah. What did you do... I need to know three skills that you worked on.
Okay, woodcutting number one.
Okay.
That was the easiest skill. You could always do something else while you're
yeah,
on
the
computer.
Yeah, you're always about the easiest. Got it.
Mining.
Okay. Second easiest. Got it.
Runecrafting.
Third easiest. God, please.
Actually, runecrafting is definitely the easiest. All you have to do is run.
Yeah, you're right. Because you just pick up like a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
What about, like, did you ever do any player killing?
No, I never did that. I never was into the combat. I loved, actually, Slayer. Slayer was fun, but that was members.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what the hell
you were. Yeah,
about.
You were poor. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Slayer was like, they gave you tasks. Like, you would go to your Slayer Master, or I think that's what, that sounds weird. And they would tell you, go kill this many of this. And so then you would go, and like, a lot of these things would be hard to kill if you didn't know how to do it. So you have to look up the specific way to kill these things. And you'd kill like 120 of them, or like 340.
Yeah.
And then you'd go back, and they'd give you another task. And every time you killed one, your level would go up. Like, you'd just get a little more XP.
That's pretty cool.
It was a pretty fun way to pass the time. Especially because you train all of your other skills, too.
Yeah, yeah. And mine was specifically designed for player killing. I was a Marine, in a sense.
Okay.
So my XXPK Warrior, XX... Double dangerous, player killing, warrior. Don't mess with me. your AC and Lumby. That was my tagline.
I
killed somebody, see you in Lumby.
Hey, see you in Lumby, bitch. What if you were killing them in Lumby? If you were on the... Did you ever go to the PK Worlds?
No.
Okay. So you were a pussy. I knew it.
No. But yeah, I was a mage. I fished.
Just to let you guys know, we are both pre-Grand Exchange.
Yes.
RuneScape.
That person merged the same time I did.
So, okay, I almost got in a wreck, but that's all right. We have both been playing... We don't still play RuneScape. We have both played RuneScape before the Grand Exchange was ever a thing.
Dude, oh my god. I feel like we are like dogs in sense. You know those, when you think Wall Street, you think of those dogs, those tough guys. 350, 350. No, hell no, I got 45. I got 45, got 45.
I have no idea what you mean by that.
I'll get to my point.
But you wanted to go to that character very badly. I saw that.
No, that character right there gets into, I remember putting on like my visor, I had a cigarette.
Yeah.
I was typing on the keyboard.
Wave,
45 lobbies, 45 lobbies.
Wave two.
Selling cook, yes.
Blue three.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and it was selling cooked lobbies.
Yeah.
And,
The thing is, you couldn't copy and paste in those days.
You couldn't,
game.
Dude.
So it would keep you. You would have to type the entire thing.
Man.
Yeah.
It was brutal out there.
Especially when you're only, 10, probably? 10, 11 years old?
I mean, I can thank RuneScape for making me type fast.
I can't. I still suck.
That and AIM.
AIM Instant Messenger. You just said AIM.
To this day, I always thought it was called AIM.
That's AIM. You're talking about AIM, the AOL Instant Messenger.
That is really weird, man. I always thought it was called AIM.
Until right now.
Until this second, I always thought it was called AIM.
I guess you do
AIM.
Always like read memes about it and stuff. Memes. Sorry, was that funny? I don't know what's funny.
But, yeah, dude, that is what I meant. Like, that's why I think people that played RuneScape pre-Grand Exchange, they're dogs. Total dogs. Like pit bulls.
No, I don't like that.
You don't think so?
No.
It's so easy nowadays. You just go up to the Grand Exchange. Oh, click. Me? Dude, typing hard.
Yeah, one of them's obviously better than the other.
So,
Grand Exchange is obviously better.
Oh, it's a much more...
That opened the economy. System. That took them out of the recession.
Well, I hated it. It was a global... I'm not a globalist. And to me, the Grand Exchange is one of the most
globalist
policies that you can have.
You don't like blending the worlds. That blended every market of every world. All 1,000 worlds in RuneScape. Might be like 130 now.
Pure capitalism is what I like. Dog-eat-dog world.
If you like capitalism, you would want to expand the ability for people to be capitalists.
Nope. See, that doesn't... So
you're not a capitalist, you're a nationalist.
Exactly. I'm a capitalist, me first. See?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not a capitalist.
I am a capitalist, but me first.
You're just a selfish...
I'm a capitalist.
Nationalist.
No.
You're an individual worldist, per se, in RuneScape.
We all have our things.
What does that mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about something else in RuneScape. How about that?
Dude, I remember spending countless hours. I was that asshole that was, hey, I'm with Jagex staff.
Oh, I did the same thing. We created accounts.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, please send it. There was, eventually, they didn't even let you type in your password in chat.
Yeah. The word password you couldn't type it in either.
Really?
Yeah. But no, you were the idiot that fell for that. Whoa, I can't believe they made it to where you can't type your password. Try it. And people would type their passwords.
It didn't let you.
No, it did let you.
No, it doesn't let you anymore. That's what I was saying.
Oh,
it doesn't let you type. It says, it looks like you're trying to type in your password. Please don't do that.
Oh. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. That's been a thing for a while.
But no, I was a person that would walk around. I would say, like, priceless skills RuneScape taught me. That taught me professionalism. Don't mess up your text. You want to make sure you seem so professional. I was triple reading that stuff before I sent it off. Hello, good sir. I'm with Jagex staff. Do you have a second? That is... Just how, if they said no, I would be like, okay, no worries. I will talk to you when you get back on.
Wow.
Goodbye. And I would try it on another person. They would say, yes, I have a few seconds.
So you've been a sleazebag for a while. I get it. We get it.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Yeah. Everybody's got their things.
What? No.
Dude, no. Dude, okay. before the Grand Exchange. I'm talking, you're in Varrock right now.
Varrock. That's a trek. Every time I logged in, I'd be in the bank in Lumbridge once I figured out that that was a thing.
Yes.
Did you not know about that?
I did not know that was a thing.
I thought every time you
had to run all the way to Varrock.
Yeah, to go to the bank.
Yeah, or do literally anything.
Yeah.
I did not know. Yeah, Eric was the one that opened my... Oh, just doxed him again. Shit. My friend. My redheaded friend. Not doxing him. He said that there's a bank up there. Changed my life.
I figured that out. My life. Really?
Yeah.
You don't. And you go too far with some of these things.
Yeah, I...
agree to disagree. Anyway.
Oh, here's... Yeah, this is what I was saying. Pre-Grand Exchange days, I had no money.
Oh.
And I was a player killer. So I would lose all my shit all the time. So I remember grinding hard, getting lobbies, trying to sell them. At the end of the day, I didn't sell a damn thing. No Grand Exchange. Sorry, sir. Go to the general store. What do you get per lobby?
Oh, my God.
I'll give you 10 coins. On the market right now, it's going for 50. That guy's a skeez ball and he should be in hell.
I used to...
That guy ripped you off, man.
Dude, I'm about to give you
smile on his face too.
I'm about to give you my own story with that, man. I used to mine. This is what I used to do. I used
that fucking asshole in the general store, man.
Dude, just let me talk to you about my experience with the general store guy. This is what I used to do, man. I don't know how involved you ever got with skilling or anything like that. In order to get my smithing up, I would go in one trip. This is back to back to back.
Yeah.
I would mine a whole inventory worth of coal and iron, or whatever, coal and tin.
Yeah.
Or, no, no, no.
I don't remember what it was.
It was like copper, whatever I mined, it was copper and tin.
Yeah.
And then I would go and I would smith it in the same turn. So I would have a whole thing. Yeah. And then I would go and I would, put it on the anvil.
Make armor. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would sell that to the guy at the general store.
Fucking skis ball.
And that's how I made money. That's how I made... I probably had 300 coins by the end of 4 hours, man. Dude, I did not understand the game at all. I was probably a 10 or 11.
Oh, my God. And then he would always give you a nice thumbs up when you leave. Thanks for doing business. And the worst part about it, do you remember the symbol for his store?
It was a little pot.
It was like a little brown shit pot.
Yeah.
And that the final slap to your face. I should have known the second I walked in there.
It's a little shithead.
God, dude. And I always felt bad for the noobs that would go in there and sell stuff to them. And some of them were excited. Maybe they... I just made 200 coins.
Dude. But I'm just thinking about, like, now you would just mine it all and put it in the bank and, like, run back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
Usually the banks are really close to the mining spots. I would mine it, run all the way to the furnace, run all the way to the anvil, then run all the way to Varrock.
Oh, so you... Oh, okay.
I would do that in one trip, and I'd be like, hey, I'm getting up there. I'm almost level 6. Yeah, I was probably like level 30. I love smithing, but...
Oh, I had this one friend who would like to go fish with me at Karamja or whatever it's called, where there's...
Yeah, collect the lobsters.
Yeah, and I'll fish for lobsters. And he would only do it for random events. Like, he would be sitting there fishing for hours with me. I was doing it for skill and money.
He would just do it so he'd get, like, one of those, like, weird things that would pop up, like a shoe sometimes.
Exactly.
Does that ever happen?
A shoe?
I don't know. Like, trash.
Frog prints. Pops up.
And then
you kiss him or whatever.
That was for botting. That was anti-botting stuff. We've been talking about RuneScape for two. That was if you, like, you had a bot and then all of a sudden the random event would come up, your bot would just get stuck in the random event. But then they started to get smarter with the random events.
Oh, I was going to say the bots. Eventually the bots were able to do the random events.
Yes. Yeah, but that's the whole reason they started the random events.
I did not know that.
And sometimes I used to bot. We got introduced to botting.
Let the record show I never bought it.
That's not true.
Let the record show I never bought it. I'm not trying to get my account banned.
Dude.
I just doxed myself earlier in this.
Jagex knows, man. Jagex knows everything. You need to accept that and move on.
Jagex is just...
You need to accept that and move on.
As whoever said it best, there's only two things true in life. Death and Jagex knows.
I don't think that's the saying.
Yeah.
But we'll agree to disagree.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyways, sometimes I would be botting, and I would get up in the morning, and I would look, and I'd still be stuck in a random event, and I was like, oh shit, Jagex definitely knows.
Oh my God.
I would have a nightmare.
I'd wake up and sweat of terror. But we talked about RuneScape for way too long.
Yeah, we have been. Damn. Look, we got to cut some of that out.
Yeah.
That we just make the whole podcast about RuneScape.
That was a...
They make a RuneScape podcast.
No, it'd be an episode about old shit you used to do, and RuneScape would be an episode.
Yeah. I spent countless hours playing that game. It's honestly still fun to this day if, like, if you're feeling pathetic.
I guess, man. That is...
Maybe not. Maybe not.
That's been in the truth. Like, I've heard bending a steering wheel is impossible. That's where this saying originated, this podcast right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Bending a steering wheel.
What other video game topics have we not discussed?
Racing games. First racing game, Mario Kart.
Racing games. My favorite racing game is Gran Turismo. I'm all about that realism. You're into that, like, arcadey kind of bullshit that doesn't
make
sense.
Yeah, that's because what I do in real life is real life. So if I'm going to go race cars, I do that shit in real life. If I'm going to be the high school quarterback and be a star in high school and fuck a lot of girls, that's in real life.
No,
never did that in a video game.
That's in your dreams.
Never did that in a video game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we just say that also you said if I want to go race cars in real life, I'm going to do it in real life. If I want to race cars, I'll do it in real life is what you said. You drive a Hyundai Sonata. Base model.
Sport mode.
Sport mode.
You don't know. No.
178 horsepower.
Sport mode. Doubles the horsepower.
It doesn't, man.
It doubles the horsepower.
You're not going to go race in this car.
You're all about realistic stuff. I know that never made sense to me. Oh, I want to be...
That's why I like Gran Turismo 4, man. Grand Theft Auto 4. It was my favorite game. They focused on the physics. They focused on... The handling of the cars was real. It was raw. It was still a little bit arcadey, but it was raw. They felt it. There was emotion.
Okay.
It was a dark game, man. Nico just wanted to live, but he was in his blood. He had to kill.
And so
don't you understand? To survive, it's the only way he knew how. He's killed people. He smuggled people. Sold people.
So you
maybe here it will be different.
You ever slowly turn into that character?
No.
Yeah, I dress like him for Halloween a few years in a row.
Oh, Nico, my cousin.
Oh, dude, that was so funny at McDonald's with those rednecks. $500 if you can tell me what a synonym means.
Cinnamon? Like a roll? You got $500? Where is it? No, a synonym.
What is a synonym?
You're saying it wrong. Cinnamon.
God, that would be so funny, dude.
Cinnabon?
Yeah, Cinnabon. I seen one of them.
Now we're just making fun of dumb people.
Yeah, at that point.
Cuss that out. Grand Theft Auto 4.
Any hot video game characters?
Hot video? Oh.
I was never really into that.
Yeah. This guy right here was.
Who?
There was a video game character where I was like, oh my god, actually. There was one, I don't remember what game it was. It was almost like a God of War type of game. It was only on PlayStation.
Yeah.
And it was a boss character that actually, you saw her nipples. What? I was in like fourth grade. I played at my friend's house. Who showed me Gran Turismo 4.
See, there you go, man.
He showed me porn. You're right.
Everything.
But that wasn't the first. There was another video game character.
I mean, I would be bending the truth. It would be Overwatch, but it's like, that's still not a thing for me.
Yeah. Lara Croft was always pretty hot.
Yeah.
But she was like, she had a real representation. I'm trying to think of like an actual video game character. There had to have been sometime.
Daisy? She was always kind of hot.
From?
Mario.
No. Princess Daisy?
You never wondered what was under that dress?
No, dude.
I did every once in a while.
Okay.
I mean, she filled the top.
That's
tots
enough.
Were popping.
That's enough.
Okay.
Of that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
There had to have been a girl, like a video game girl crush that I had. That had to have been a thing. You ever play Sims?
Oh, yeah. I always liked, yeah. That was the first, like, sexual encounter I had.
Oh, you can make them have sex.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I had no idea how to do it.
Yeah.
There was one time where they did that, and then they went under the covers and it blurted out. Yeah, and it, like, made animal noises, too. Yep, I remember that.
Did you ever unlock Painel?
We're not going to talk about Painel in this podcast. Yeah. We explicitly said we're not going to talk about Painel in this podcast.
Next episode.
Maybe. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Okay, actually. Welcome back to the I-75 podcast or something.
Okay. Yeah. So, did you ever watch, did you ever play SimCity?
Yeah.
That game was fun as shit to me.
I don't remember doing that much with it. I think I played it a few times.
I never knew that you could expand upon, like, your farms and stuff. I never knew there was upgrading. I just drew lines with the things, you know, or made you draw lines. I never knew you could make your own roads.
Dude.
So I just had a huge grid.
What was your first, was that your first sandbox-ish game?
Yeah.
Dude, I had like, Lego game where...
No.
I remember putting, like, you could get little pieces of dynamite Lego to put in different places. It would blow up your Legos you built. That was my first sandbox game ever. It was this weird old Lego
That's
game.
Weird. One of the first games I ever played, I never really thought about it. I had a pretty extensive PC game library as a kid. Like, my parents' computer came with, like, 6 or 7 games.
I'm listening.
Okay. And there was this one Lego game that came with it where you could, like, run around this world, and you could go and buy a pizza. I never figured out why you could buy the pizza until one day I, like, had a pizza in my inventory and I gave it to the police officer. So, like, this is a weird Lego town on an island. I think it was, like, Lego Island City or something like that. And I gave it to the police officer. I gave this pizza to the police officer. And he got lazy or something, and the bad guy that was in the jail cell got out, and, like, it turned the entire game upside down. And I had no idea how to get back. I panicked. I didn't know that, like, I didn't know save games were a thing.
So it was like anarchy.
It turned into anarchy. Then you had to keep, like, going and trying to figure out how to fix them. But there were so many, or fix the whole city after that.
No, it started to get real dark, real fast. The main character
get it fixed.
Like, needed some
castration.
Meth, like, everything.
Oh.
I was thinking, I was picturing a Dark Knight world.
Oh.
With Gotham.
Yeah, wow.
Dark. Yeah.
No. But that game also had, like, racing. You could go and...
Racing
Ace. They had a boat level. You could make your own boat. I remember that.
Portal was always... That was such a cool game when Portal. They used that.
I love Portal. Not Painel.
Not Painel.
Portal I played on the orange box.
Similar to Painel, though.
No, we're not going to talk about that anymore. Mostly because it's not that funny.
Yeah.
The orange box. That also had...
That had Portal in it. I thought that's how you got Portal at first.
On PC, Portal was its own game. The orange box was a collection of Steam games.
Oh, I see. I never knew that.
That were ported from the PC. That's why you also had Half-Life 2 inside of it. Half-Life Episode 1. Or Half-Life... Sorry. Half-Life 2, Episode 1 and Episode 2. As well as...
Half-Life... Half-Life Episode 1, Half-Life Episode 2, Half-Life Expansion Pack.
No, you're not listening. Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, and Half-Life 2 Episode 2. So, technically, Half-Life 2 has 3 separate parts.
Half-Life 1?
No. Half-Life 1's a different game. Half-Life 2, that's 1. Half-Life 2, Episode 1, that's 2. Half-Life 2, Episode 2, that's 3. 3 parts. Get it through your skull. What is so fucking hard about that to understand?
So, next topic.
Okay. You never played PC games. Besides, I've already forgot the name of it.
Stronghold Crusader. And then Sims. Everybody plays Sims.
Sims.
You could do some twisted stuff in there. You could lock the Sim, delete the door, throw in
put a firework.
Oh, I was thinking fire. Like, you put a chair next to your fireplace and just call on fire.
Did you ever kill somebody and then the ghost would come back through the house?
Oh, no, I never saw that.
They did that on purpose, too. It wasn't a glitch.
Oh, you can also do, delete the handrail off the pool.
Yeah, they can just drown.
Stuck in there, man, forever.
Well, I think in Sims 2, they made it so you could just get out.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine being in a pool and be like, oh my god, I should have swim forever.
That's why I never got in the pool for the longest time.
What?
Yep.
In real life?
That's why I was always afraid of lifeguarding, too.
You were a lifeguard.
Yep.
And you were afraid to get in the pool.
Well, we didn't have one of those side rails. We had a staircase to walk in.
What did you think was going to happen to that staircase? How tall was the water? What was the depth of the water?
That one, the shortest is 3 feet. The deepest was like...
How tall were you?
12 feet. You, my height now.
Yes.
Yeah.
5'11", 5'10".
You could
stand in the pool and breathe, and you
can get stuck in there. Sam's character's got stuck in there. I can get stuck in there.
All right, man. Yeah. Just move on. Yeah. Fuck that.
I'm trying to think. Are there any other Mac Daddies?
Mac Daddy video games?
Yeah.
We haven't hit any of the Mac Daddies, dude.
RuneScape. Mac Daddy of them all.
That's the Mac Daddy of our generation. There's like Call of Duty. We haven't even talked about that.
Yes, of course, of course.
Assassin's Creed.
Halo.
One of the largest franchises of all time.
I actually never played Assassin's Creed.
I played Assassin's Creed 2 in the Brotherhood.
It was just one of those games. I never liked the adventure games where you have to follow a set path. I mean, it is free
roaming.
That's
a very free roaming game.
It's kind
of. Call of Duty is like a. There's a certain.
Dude, but Assassin's Creed is definitely not very free roaming. There's an objective you're always going
There's like multiple side objectives. Actually, all the side objectives are the exact same. They're copy and pasted everywhere. It's like, go find this here. Hurry, chase down this guy here.
That's a good game, though.
There's no shit.
Hurry!
Hurry, find this for me.
I need your help.
See, Oblivion was creative.
They
had different quests. I'm trying to think of other big games. I mean, think of all the big, like Fallout. I never played that.
Well, that was a fun game. I really liked that game.
That's still Bethesda, though. I'm thinking of, like, the major titles are from, like, what's the biggest EA game? They suck now, but...
Besides,
of course...
I mean,
that was EA. Yeah, that was EA.
Did they ever have a big adventure game?
EA?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were the Harry Potter. They did Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
They did a whole bunch of titles, though. They never did, like, they never had their own...
Original.
Yeah. They were always about money. They were the sports games.
Which is good.
They never had... Like, I feel like no one at work there ever had a passion for video games.
No, yeah. Yeah.
What else? We are missing a lot of stuff.
Yeah. God, our sponsors are going to kill us.
Yeah.
That's a good product,
though. We love our sponsors. Yeah, I mean, that's the greatest thing about our sponsors, and they don't care. Like, they'll just do whatever.
Yeah.
They'll just give us money even if we don't even say their name.
You think the people that live there or own that are racist?
No. It's just got plantation on it.
Magnolia Plantation in South Georgia with a big red door, obviously like a white colonial house.
It's weird that it's got a gas station right behind it.
It is weird. It's very weird. Very,
it's like very attached to it,
if you will.
Okay.
I really don't have anything else.
You don't know any other
video
games?
Dude, Lord of the Rings.
No.
There was two really fun Lord of the Rings games. And that's the EA made those.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the Twin Towers was fun. It was one of those that it was kind of like Gauntlet. You could have four people play with you, and you could each be like Gimli, Legolas, Strider, like Gandalf, whatever. Or if you're just playing by yourself, you can switch between each of the characters, and that's what you would have done.
I only play with myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a sister.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero. You ever play Guitar Hero?
Yeah,
that was a Mac Daddy.
Yeah, that was kind of a Mac Daddy. That was a game changer.
Sorry, I kind of cut you off with that Lord of the Rings.
Dude, there was another Lord of the Rings one that was just so... Oh, Battle for Middle Earth. That was a Lord of the Rings one. That was so fun. Another friend of mine introduced me to that game.
Oh, okay. Think of the most popular video games. I never played World of Warcraft. That got popular for a while.
Oh, yeah, I never played that.
Actually, I did play it just to try it out. Never got into it.
As a joke?
For like a few days. Well, I mean, it was popular. I just wanted to see what it was like.
Yeah, I never got it. Let go. I'll catch you.
I'm trying to think of everything in my... I still have all of my PS2 games.
What is that supposed to signify, though? Let go, I'll catch you?
It's
holding on.
I will be back soon.org, so it's definitely something about Jesus.
Yeah, but, like, it is about Jesus, but why would you let go?
Hey, just stop thinking. listen to what I say in this book, you're fine.
So I'm supposed to let go of a rope that I'm hanging on for life.
Yeah.
Jesus is supposed to catch me.
Yeah, yeah. Let go of any rational thought. I got you. Don't think anymore.
He's got me.
I got you.
But I hate gays. And a lot of other stuff I hate.
Yes. Even though love thy neighbor, don't worry about that. Focus on the little things, like where it says a man should not lay with another man. Then hate other people for that.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Also, forget about the part where I also say, like, it's okay to have slaves. We'll pretend that part's not in the Bible.
So that's good.
Where it goes into the logistics of, like, you should beat him with this big of a stick or this many lashes. That was a joke.
Okay.
Everything else, you can pay attention to.
That makes sense now.
Yeah,
that makes sense now.
Can we eat something?
Where you want to go?
Hardee's sounds good. We're at an hour and 47 seconds.
You
wow.
You want to go?